Dog likes my shampoo. Okay, catchy title, I hope. What's our topic today? Our topic today, I was trying to choose something that was halacha relevant to the sukkahs you're learning in Masechet Pesachim. There's sukkahs all over the Masechet relevant to this. I wasn't quite sure exactly what. I know everybody's at a different pace, so hopefully you've seen some of these gemaras that we're going to be dealing with today, some in morning seder, some in night seder. Every year there's all the discussion before Pesach. Everybody wants to know if this specific product that they have is, then they keep it over Pesach, if they sell it, can they use it? If it's medicine, if it's vitamins, well, there's shampoos and colognes and deodorants. So that's going to be our topic today. And one of the things I like to do, those who've come to my other shiurim know, is that I like to learn the sugya from the Gemara and the Rishonim and just see the moving parts first, so that if we're going to have an intelligent discussion on any topic in any halachic sugya anywhere, what you got to do is you got to be conversant in it. How are you going to be conversant in it? From having seen the major sources. So that is what we're going to do now. That's where we'll start, and then we'll get to the halacha l'maisa towards the end of it, but at least we'll know all the moving parts, make sure we have our sugyas lined up, and it all makes sense. But the first caveat before all of it is, I have to tell you, is that pikuach nefesh is docha this whole discussion. Okay? That should be clear. Gili arayat, sheikh adamim, morizara, pikuach nefesh not docha. Pesach, chametz, etc., pikuach nefesh, docha. And in some of it, we're going to see what we're talking about. Is it the right, is it the run, etc.? We're going to see that some of it, even though we're knowing certain chumras when it comes to Pesach, and there's good sources for that, you know, not many Isurim do we even have issues of seeing it. But that being said, there are a lot of diseases and conditions that people have, and they should continue taking their medication. And they shouldn't just assume, even if they discover that there's a wheat ingredient or something in the medicine, they shouldn't take it. What they should do is go consult a posek. And that, with that being said, now we can learn the sugya. Okay. There are many medicines. It's not just a Pesach issue. People all of a sudden get concerned Pesach time because, you know, again, the craziness that the hysteria that surrounds Pesach. But it's not just an issue for Pesach. If your medicine is not kosher, that could be an issue all year long. So what you have to discuss when we're discussing medicine is first we have to define what it means to be eating something. If you're swallowing a pill, is that considered eating? And if what you're swallowing is bitter or otherwise inedible, would that be usser? Meaning even if it is eating, is that usser? So that's what we have to discuss. So first source, we have a Gemara Pesachim, Chaf Dalet Amud Bet. How many of you have seen this sugya? Got the Chaf Dalet? Okay, most of you. Good. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Isurin Shebetorah Ein Lokin Alein Ela Derech Achilatan. When it comes to an Isser, when an Isser that has Malkos as its punishment, so you only get the Malkos if you ate it the normal way, its normal manner of consumption. The mutei mai. What would be an example of an abnormal way? Amar Rav Shimon Bar Azi lemutei she'im achal chelev chai shepater. Chelev is a certain kind of fat on the animal's body, and if as much as the fat is edible, it's edible when it's cooked and warm and soft. It is not edible when it's raw. If you went ahead, even though this is something totally usher to eat, okay, usher, possibly even chiv karet, okay, when you eat this, if you eat it when it's not what you would otherwise consider edible, so it's not mutter. I'm not saying mutter means patur of al asur in general, but patur, you're exempt. We can't say that you did the thing that the Torah said don't do. Igadamri is a slightly different version of Rabbi Abahu Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Isurin Shebatorah Ein Lokin Alein Ela Derech Hana'atan. You have to get hana from it, benefit from it, in the normal way. Okay, the first lashon had Derech Achilatan. Here it's Derech Hana'atan. Again, Lemute Mai. Rashi Barashi, Lemute Shimini Achelev Shoshor and Iskal Agabi Makato, Shu Pater. The Kol Shekein Ochel Chelev Chai Shu Pater. If you have a shor and iskal, and we're not allowed to get hanah from it, and you, but what is the way to get hanah from shor and iskal? To eat it. And what do? You take some of this chelev and you put it on a bubu. So now, are you chayev? So no, you're putter. And all the more so if you eat it raw, meaning that the second lashon is even stronger than the first lashon. And generally, though there are exceptions, what are we paskin like in general when we have two lashonos, lishna kama and ika damri?
Lishna batra,
the ika damri. Okay. So the Gemara Mesachim here is saying you violate an Isser only if you eat or benefit in the normal way. This is Paskin La'alacha. For example, source 2, the Rambam, Hilchot Yesod HaTorah. Bamed varma amurim she'en mitrapin b'shari surim el makam sakana. When do we say that you can't get refuah, can't take a medicine, unless it's makam sakana? Meaning if you're only slightly sick, if you have a little headache, you shouldn't be using isurim to cure yourself. If you have a real disease, of course you can, you know, use isurim. But here, slightly sick, bizman shehein derech hanatan, when it's the normal way to derive benefit from it. Kigon shemachilin et acholesh shkatzim romasim o chametz v'pesach. There's your key. O shemachilin otan biyom kippur. So to eat it in the normal way. Aval shelo derech hanatan kigon shalasod lo retia. Okay, the way they made a bandage was they would mix up this flour or powder and put it on your wound, and it would crust over, and that would stop the bleeding or stop the infection from spreading. Amalugma mechametz amar orla osha maskin otan dvarim sheish ben mar meurav, or you have this concoction that is so bitter and disgusting, but it contains the iser item in it, so you wouldn't generally drink this. You're only drinking this in order to make you healthy. You're not enjoying, your palate isn't enjoying it. This is allowed, and listen to the Rambam. This is allowed, even not pikuach nefesh, even slightly lower level sick. Even if you're just ill, if it's disgusting, you can take medicine in this manner. Yes?
Can you just explain the principle you said in the Gemara again, please?
Sure. At the end of the Gemara, we said that if you violate an iser, okay, but you do it in a way that's not normal, so you're not liable for the punishment of that iser. Okay, normally I tell you, you eat this food, you get that punishment. Here you ate it in a weird way, or you applied it to your skin, so you don't get that punishment. Oh.
What was that, sorry?
Because there's two Lashonas in the Gemara. There's the Lishna Kama, Lishna Batra. There's the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Because it says this, and then it says Igadamri. There are those who say. Okay? But I was showing you the second Lashon of the Gemara. It says, eating and hana. Okay, fine. Good. Source 3. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Bishar isuru v'trapim b'makom sakana afilu derech hanatan. If there's danger, right? If you're going to die, and this doctor says the solution is to give you basar b'chalav, pig, whatever it is, what do? We eat it. No discussion. Shelo b'makom sakana, where it's not life danger. But, you know, you are ill, sick in some way. Kederach hanatan basar. Shelo kederach hanatan mutter. It's allowed. You can do it. You can take this food, you can eat it in the abnormal way, even without pikuach nefesh, if you do it in shalok kederech hanatan, the abnormal way. Fine. That's the background to our discussion now. Because what we're going to be discussing is, let's say you have a specific medication, a pill, and it contains chametz. Chametz on Pesach, you can't eat, you can't get enough from it. But this pill that you're swallowing, is that considered eating? Is swallowing a pill derech ha'natan? Yes, Kiel.
Is it considered eating if it's
check, you did say that Pikuach Nefesh overrides all
of this. Of course. Of course. Yes.
Is Balyar Balyar Matzah a factor here?
Well, if it's part of what we're going to be discussing is if it's so disgusting, if it's so not normal to eat it this way, then you wouldn't be recognizing it as chametz. No one looks at this pill and sees wheat. The dog smells it and doesn't smell wheat. So that is going to be a factor that's going to, we're going to be more lenient in general, even though there is some ingredient of wheat in this product. And we'll see why, because the sukkahs give us the heter that we're going to need for that. Yes?
In terms of refuah, do we view it as something that is, do we consider refuah as a form of hana, or is it something that's just completely out of that realm, and it's considered something entirely different?
Did your grandmother ever give you chicken soup when you weren't feeling well?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was that?
Refuah and hana, I guess.
Okay, so if a lot of times doctors, okay, you're used to the concept that medicine is a pill. But there are a lot of medicine that isn't a pill. A lot of things are telling you to eat something, eat the right foods. So, what about when something is a vitamin, a supplement? So now, we're getting into a category where it's not clear if it's medication or food or, right? Because you need this thing, it's going to give you more vitamin B, whatever. So, it could be part of the answer to your question, and part of the sugya is that, okay, this isn't eating. Now we've gone into the, you know, we draw a line in the sand and said until here was eating, and until now is for health. Could be part of that, but it could be part of it that we're defining why we're eating and why we're eating certain foods as for health. Okay, it could be that at a certain point I'm going to say that's not eating, and then that solves the whole discussion. Yes? Okay. Fine. So, is swallowing a pill derech ha'anatan? So the truth is, the Node of Yehuda has an interesting discussion on this topic, in source 4. He discusses, there's a Rashi on Psachim Lamed Hei, about somebody who grinds up something and then swallows it. Himcha'u v'gema'u. Ein adam yotze yidei chovato delav derech achila ka'achile. That is not how you eat this food. You eat the food by chewing it up and swallowing it. Perosh malato kamen Rashi. So the person, it's a shutna of the Yehuda, it's a responsible, so he wrote to this person, the way you explained it is delo havi kiderech hanatan, because that's not the normal way of deriving benefit. But you ask the following question. V'ikshal zeh ha b'matzah lo ba'inan derech hanatan. When it comes to matzah, we don't need to consume it in its normal way. Because one of the proofs is that we know from the last parak in Masechta Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim, Sharei Bala Matzah Yatzah. If you swallowed the matzah without tasting it, you would be Yosef. So says the Node of Yehuda, Ani Omer Harebi Surin Vada Ein Aloke Ela Keder Chanatan Vafilu Hachi Abolea Davar Eser Loke. Wait a minute. So I can have a cheeseburger if I just swallow it without tasting it? That wouldn't make sense. But often shepashut etzli shebliya mikri derech hanatan. Swallowing is considered derech hanatan. V'yatzalana mizeh she'asun levlom yisr tor lerfuah b'makom deleka sakana. So if there's a sakana, you can swallow whatever you want. But if there's no sakana, we don't say, well, you can have this food that is usher to you as long as you just swallow it. That's the Node of Yehuda's proof. Many, the majority of poskim don't accept this from the Node of Yehuda. One of the examples writes it explicitly, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Shulman Chasomo, source 5, L'kicha trum chametz v'pesach. So it's a tshuva he wrote to Rav Scheinberg. Ah, chalpikin nira the dafka ba'ochel gamur, food. Sheregilim lil osel lechol, rak az amrinan shegam b'liyah chashiv kederach achila. All you know, Node of Yehuda from the sugya, is that we eat matzah, and you can swallow matzah and still be yotze. So food, you eat. And if you swallow food, that's still considered eating it. That doesn't mean if you swallow something that's not food, it's considered eating it. Like a pill. No, you know, oh, what'd you have for lunch today? A pill. No one would, that's not food. Therefore, it is considered, according to everybody, that's not the normal way to eat, and it's allowed even if there's no sakana involved. Making a bandage on your to seal up your wound. Once you already make that mixture, they're ready to go on your wound. And even so, they are allowed. Though Rosh Lama Zalman says, Lo bar etzli ma'o gather shel cholin yan nidon didan. It's not clear to me how exactly defined how sick you have to be for this. Vin kain efshar v'chol inyan shel chol iksat shari. Even if you're only slightly ill, you might be able to take one of these pills. So Rosh Lama Zalman disagrees with the Nodi Yehuda. He says, Nodi Yehuda, your raya is that you can swallow your matzah, because food swallowing is eating. Swallowing a pill, swallowing a capsule is not eating. And most agree with Rosh Lama Zalman, though I'll say not everybody agrees with that last line of Rosh Lama Zalman that I read about his very broad definition of the word chole. Some of them limit to an actual chole, and therefore might not allow it in the case of vitamins. But Rosh Lama Zalman says here he thinks this applies even to chole ksat. Okay. So now, we have to learn another concept or two. The one that's the topic, that was the title of the shiur, My Dog Likes My Shampoo. So, what is this concept of the dog liking our food? And comes from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, source 6. The Tanya, Lo tochlu kol nevela legera shar b'sharecha. Anything that a human being won't eat is not usher. We have a rule of something called an avela. An avela is an animal that wasn't shechted. It's a carcass. It just died. So we can't eat an avela. But what do we do with the nevela? We give it to a ger. That means somebody's going to a ger, not meaning a Jewish convert, because he can't eat it either, but the stranger in your midst. Okay, he has to be able to make use of it, or else it's not even a nevela. So says the Gemara, if it's roi for human consumption, just not kosher for me, so then the ger toshav can consume it. Give it to him. But if it's not even fit for human consumption, then there's no need to give it to him. It's not even an avela, it's not even usher. That's what the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah. In source 7, the Gemara Psachim Chav Aleph Amid Bet tells us, Amar Rava, Chercho kodem zmano mutar bana, afilu l'achar zmano. Let's say I have chametz, a delicious loaf of bread. And I take it, and I burn it. I char it. And while it's still mutter to me. So now, I don't have a loaf of bread. What do I have? Essentially, a big lump of coal, right? No one would look at this and say it's bread. You wouldn't consider this edible. It's not edible. So what can I do? I can now keep it. It is mutter even after the time, and no longer has the status of chametz. So Tosos here quotes something. He says, "Gon shenifzal mileachol lekelev." How much do you have to char this so that it's no longer considered chametz? So he says, if it's still good for a dog, so then it's still chametz. But if it's so bad that your dog wouldn't eat it. Lo have shari dum yudapat she'ibza. Then it is like the case of moldy bread. And it also sends us to a sugya on Tedvav Amud Bet. Hapat she'ibza v'nifzala milechol la'adam. Bread that got moldy and now a human wouldn't eat it. V'akelev yachol la'ochla. But a dog would eat it. It still needs beer. You still have to burn it. Meaning, it's still chametz. If you wouldn't eat it, but your dog would eat it, it's still chametz. And that's the concept that we come across when it comes to foods and medicines and cosmetics and everybody's dealing with on Pesach. And that is it roi l'achilas kelev? You wouldn't eat shampoo, but your dog thinks your shampoo is delicious. I remember one time, I was in the army, and I ran out of shampoo, and I called a relative who sent me some. And they sent me whatever shampoo they had in stock, and the shampoo came, and it said in it, like, it has wheat, and honey, and all sorts of and spices, and oil. So, I wasn't the only one who runs out of shampoo in the army, and everybody shares in the army very nicely. So some Israeli comes over to me and asks if I have some shampoo. Sure. And I hand him this shampoo. Now, the bottle's in English. And he asked me to, like, translate what it is. So I'm like, okay, it has kemach, chita, shema, and dvash. And he's like, is it shampoo or uga? Is it shampoo or cake? I mean, there's so many things in there that, sounds delicious. So, let's say your dog would eat this just because you think it's a shampoo. Is that a problem? Okay? That is the sugya that we have to deal with when it comes to these medications, is it, or cosmetics. Not so much the medications, the cosmetics. Because maybe it is roi l'achilas kelev, just not roi l'achilas adam. For the most part, most of them are not even roi l'achilas kelev too. So it makes life much easier. Yes?
Why do we care if a dog can eat it? Is that because you might get benefit from it because it's your pet? Or why is that the
law? Yeah. As in, the Torah says you cannot maintain chametz items. Something that is a char brick, a charcoal, isn't a chametz item. Something that is bread, just you wouldn't eat it because a little bit moldy, is still food. And therefore, when the Torah says get rid of it, get rid of it. Even something that isn't quite up to your standard.
But if it's not up to a human standard, then why would it matter?
Human could still eat it.
You could still eat it, you know.
So it should be up
unfortunately, we've had times in history where people ate that.
Then it should be up to that. It shouldn't be up to a dog. Or we're just saying a dog is like a really hungry human.
Yeah.
A normal dog is a super desired.
Yes. Yes. That is what we're saying. Okay. Or there's svara, meaning you could come up with chilukim. I don't want to define it that way, but there's certainly svara to explain why the concept of ochel chilas kelev is because technically, if he can eat it, you can too. Okay, it's so possible to explain it that way.
Why don't we just? So why isn't the standard like ben drusai? Like, meaning that's the standard for like the minimum human consumption in other cases, no?
That's for how far you cook it.
For bishop, yeah. When it's.
I mean, this has been cooked. But it's been sitting around on your shelf for 3 weeks. So now it's starting to grow things.
Mm-hmm. But it's been fully cooked.
I
thought the whole point of that is taking away from the bishul, meaning that it's just that they have a lower standard of food that they're willing to eat.
Dogs?
No, the ben drusai.
No.
They'll eat things
he
that
wants
aren't fully
delicious
cooked.
Food. He has a lower standard for how long you have to cook it.
Oh, that's it?
He wants the same steak you want. He wants a prime rib. But he's on the run, so he can't sit around to wait for it to get well done, so he'll eat it rare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So let's continue now. But what's very interesting is, and I was looking, and I'm not convinced, you know, it's hard for me to know who put in the Daf Tetvav inside the Tosos. Meaning, is that from Tosos or was that from someone, because I think there's a better Gemara Tosfos could have quoted. Let us look at the sugya on Mem Hey Amud Bet. hapatcha ipsha, meaning again, all Tosfot used in the Lashon was dumya depatcha ipsha. And in parentheses there, it sends you to the Sugyan Tedvav, which encoded in Source 9. Here's a similar Gemara that should have been cited by Tosfot with a similar idea. It's even more elaborate. Let's see. Hapat she'ipsha, bread that grew moldy, chayav levarer. You have to remove it. You have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it. Why? Because you can take it and grind it up and use it to make other bread, meaning it still has in it yeast capabilities, yeast-like capabilities, and will help you, it's chametz, it will help you leaven other dough. Tana Rabbanan, hapatcha ifsha v'nifsala milechal adam, bread that became moldy, but a human wouldn't eat it, v'akelev yachol ochla, and a dog could eat it, mitama tumat ochlin, v'kaveitza v'nisrafa in hatame im hatmeyav v'vesach. Once again, that same lashon that we saw in Tedvav. So here it is, a memhei that says, bread that humans wouldn't eat, that a dog would eat, you have to destroy it for Pesach. But in other words, if it's been destroyed, we saw in Source 9, if it's, Source 7 we saw, if it's been burnt before Pesach, it's mutter ba'anah. And if it's burnt beyond the chilas kelev, so then it doesn't need beer anymore, it's mutter ba'anah. That's the rule that you should have gotten clear now from Source 6 to 10. Well, let me ask you. You take this item, and you did what you had to do to it. You threw it in the fire. Or it's gone so bad that now it's not roi l'achilas kelev. Can you eat it?
Was it done on Pesach? Or
before? No, before Pesach. Yeah. Now on Pesach. Can you eat it?
Yes, I can eat a twig.
You can eat a twig, so you can eat this. Okay?
Have you already nullified it for yourself?
Eating it may give it the status of food. How much you eat it?
Once you eat it, you're giving it the status of food. Why?
Because that's what food is. How much you eat?
What do you eat? So the twig example, now the twig is food.
It has to be something that's somewhat more similar to food.
Meaning, technically, if you were to analyze the molecules, it's food here.
And it got... So it becomes food.
It becomes food. That's what you wanted to say? No. You were just asking, clarifying. Okay. So, let us look at Source 11 and 12. Source 11 comes the Ran. Udan rinan mutter ba'anato, bidinhu dafilu da'achila namishari, kevan sheyatza mitorat pat, kodem sheyichol bol yisur chametz. Elo lefish ein derech achila b'lechem charuch, naka lishna de mutter ba'anato, dafilu achilei, lav achilei, elo de mithani minei. We saw, the Gemara told us in Source 7, that if you burnt it that way, it's mutter ba'ana afilu la'achar zmano. It's mutter ba'ana. So is the Gemara saying it's mutter ba'ana and not be'achila? So says the Ran, it's also mutter ba'achila. You want to eat this brick? Go for it. But no one's going to eat this brick. So therefore, the Gemara used the more likely possibility, the more likely lashon of mutter ba'ana. You don't want to throw away this brick. You want to use it as a doorstop? Go ahead. But technically, now that it is so ruined to be not edible, you can eat it. Says the Rosh, Source 12, Yesh sherotzin lomar lav davka hana, tehu adin nami achila da'afra ba'almahu. V'lo mestamer da'af alpi de'bala da'at ha'ochel itza kol adam, mikevan kevan de'iu ka'achilei asr. Says the Rosh. Some people want to say it specifically on Noah, because it's like eating dust. But he says that doesn't make sense. That it's not specifically on Noah. Lav dafka on Noah. Meaning even achila is allowed. He says that doesn't make sense. even though we're saying objectively, you took this item, you burnt it, you made it that not only is it not royal achilas adam, it's not royal achilas kelev, and therefore it's mutter for you to have and own here on Pesach. Ad kidei kach, though, apparently if you're willing to eat it, then it's still aser. That's what the Rosh says. Even though, kol adam, you took a poll of everyone in this yeshiva, 450 people, and you went up to them and said, would you eat this item? I just burnt it. And they would go, no. And then you put it in doggy dishes of 450 dogs. And they all go, I'm not touching that. It's not edible. But you want to eat it? So then, it's awesome. That's what the Rosh says. Now how does that work? And how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Ran or the Rosh? Well, let's make it, let's look. Source 13, the Shulchan Aruch. Chomets and itavish called them zman isuro. It became moldy. V'nifsam me'achilas kelev, and it's not even roy for a dog to eat it. O shesarfu ba'ish called them zmano, or you burnt it. V'nechrach ad she'ena roy lekelev. And now it is burnt so much that even a dog won't eat it. O sheyichdol yeshiva, you took this giant bread and you made it into a chair by covering it in cement, tachoto betit, mutar lekaimo bePesach, you can keep this item on Pesach. How did he paskin? Ron or Rosh?
Rosh.
Rosh.
He said the more lenient. If you want to, maybe should have made the bigger chiddush and say you can eat it on Pesach.
It's vague, isn't it?
Okay. Well,
the language is a little bit vague.
How's it vague? Show me how you can say that you can eat it in his lashon.
You said the same thing about what we said about the Gemara.
The same thing.
Like we dafka said hanah because no one's going to eat it, but if you want to eat it, you can eat it. But it seems like he'd be more specific than that. If
he and he wasn't.
He wasn't. So is it going to be like the Gemara? We can do the
rough. The law Gemara says you can get hanah from it. So does that mean only hanah, not eating it, or even eating it? And the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm going to paskin for you. You can get enough from it.
Just
hana? So I can tell you that this Shulchan Aruch is just like the Gemara. Yeah. The Ran can stand. Or I can tell you, like the Rosh. Just like the Gemara said this, and if you were to eat it, it would be asur. So to the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you can use it, but if you eat it, it's asur. Let's look at how the Taz sees it. The Taz tells us in source routine, Mutter lekaimo, Ava ba'achila aser, but you can't eat it. Afa gavde in a royal achila, even though it's not edible, you can't eat it. Why? And he introduces this term, meaning he's not the first one, but I'm saying introducing it into our shir. Mikom akom ihu achshave le la'achila. Because you are being machshavit. Machshiv, Shoresh, Choshuv, important. You're saying this item that everyone else left for trash, everyone else says this isn't edible, even the dogs won't touch it, but you're eating it, you're saying it's food. So therefore, if its ingredients, if the molecular structure of this item that no one would eat, if wheat, leavened wheat ingredients, so then that's chametz. Ken katav rosh, v'nir l'didei devadai ein chiyuv d'oraita b'zeh, t'ha, forgot what the rosh t'ei was, g'ach al'achila she'in aruya pater. Oh, because we saw that you're exempt when you ate something that isn't royal achila. So okay, so it's not going to be an iser d'oraita, but it's still going to be an iser d'rabbanan because of achshavei. Achshavei Mishnah Berurah, same thing. Source 15. Mutar lekaimo bePesach, v'hu adin demutar bana, aval b'achila aser mid'rabbanan achar pesach, v'avagav d'achila shein ruya hi. deha achshavei. So the Shulchan Aruch says the Taz is like the Rush. It's based on achshavei. The Mishnah Brura agrees. So let me ask you, our medicines. Let's say, indeed, your medicine is chametz. We went through the sugya, and we said, that's not really eating. That's not edible. Show a dog a bowl of your pills. Would he eat them? No. It's not food. He'd taste one? Really disgusting. I don't know if you've ever tried to chew a non-chewable pill. Okay, when I was younger, I once gave someone one not knowing this concept. Like it was Tylenol. And I was like, oh, Tylenol. So then I gave it to a kid. So I must have been 10 and they must have been like 6. And then they threw up. Because when it's not chewable, when it's not the ones they add the flavor to, they're disgusting. So, I'm not saying the dog wouldn't try it once, but any dog who tries it wouldn't keep eating it because it's not edible. You wouldn't enjoy it. It's not food. But you're eating it. If we just went through this sugya and it said, if it's not royal achilles kelev or achilles adam, you can have enough from it. And when we said hana, we mean hana, not achila. Because if it is achila, if you are eating it, you're being machshavit and saying it is roy. So how can you swallow this medicine? Says the Shagas Aryeh in source 16, you're right, you can't. Achshavei applies to medicines. Umistarali the ochlin umashkin sh'en ruyin afilu l'rafua aser. Kevan the achlan. Since you are eating this medicine, you are being machshavit as a food. Even though even a dog won't eat it. And now just dust. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. Luckily, for those who want to take medicines on Pesach, others disagree. And when I say others, a significant majority of the major poskim, or Chazanish, or Avadja, the Tzitz Eliezer, for example, Rav Moshe Feinstein, source 17, v'dvar refua shata tzarich likach gam v'pesach, v'ata choshesh ulai yesham eza chashash chametz. You have a medication you want to take on Pesach, and you're concerned, maybe one of the ingredients is chametz. Hine mikeman shul refua ad hanituach sha'asur be'ever pnimi. This is a person writing to him that he has medication after his surgery. You want, forget being choshes this chametz. Even if you know it's chametz, you're allowed. And even if it's not that you're going to die if you don't take this medication, even if you'll just be a little uncomfortable. It is not food. Because it is made not food already before Pesach. V'achshavei lo shaych. Being machshavit isn't applicable here. V'davar shalokeach l'refuah. Da'av dvarim marim u'ma'usim nolun l'refuah. You know what the proof is? We take some of the most disgusting things as medicine. V'lachein en lecha malach shosh v'tikach l'refuah k'fi sh'amar lecha rofei. V'Hashem yitbarach yitain sh'yezel l'refuah. You know, I bless you. Refuah shleima. So you can have this medicine, achshavei, doesn't apply to medicines. There's another tshuva, the Ignas Moshe, by the way, that he says this is only where it's tasteless. I'll tell you that many poskim say it doesn't apply to vitamins, but there's equally as many poskim, I don't know equally, but significant number of poskim. I went online, by the way, to look at a few of the lists and looked up about vitamins, and there's enough poskim who are matir. I saw in the name of Rav Shechter that he's matir vitamins. And by the way, when I was going through, and they have their explanation of all these sugyas, and I found like 20 different articles on medicines on Pesach, they all use all these sources. Slightly different order, arrangement. In other words, this is how to be conversant in the sugya, was to see the sources that we saw today. Fine. So again, emphasize you have to consider sakana before your machmir not to take, even a sakana to others as they learn from you. But that is our sugya. Wait. 1 minute. It seems so simple. We just went through. You told me. We paskin like Ikros Moshe, not like the Shagas Aryeh. Actually, it doesn't apply to medicines. So then I can take any medicine. And all the shampoos and all the, everything is allowed. But yet, every year for Pesach, they put out a long list of books. Any of you ever see the Pesach guidebook? Thin or thick? Thick. It's got to go through every medicine. Which one is good? Which one's bad? My high. What's going on? So, the problem comes from the Chavos Das. Chavos Das tells us the following. What did we deal with in the sugya to get us to an item that was Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev and Adam? We had a perfectly good food item. Once upon a time, you made a delicious loaf of bread. You made a delicious challah. Did you eat it? You ate some. It was delicious. You washed. Motzi, Berkas HaMazon. Everyone was happy, went on happy. You have some left. And it sits, and maybe you have a slice the next day. Eventually, it gets a little moldy. Feed some to your dog. He's happy. Another day or two goes by, even he won't touch it. Or you decided to burn it. Whatever it is. You had an item that was perfectly good food. Roy Lachilas Adam. 100% agreed. Yes? Okay. And now, it's not Roy Lachilas Adam. In fact, it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev. It's Nifsal from Achilas Kelev. So once was good, and now it's spoiled. That's what made it Nifsal. So was good and became no good. And therefore the Gemara tells us it was good and no good and became no good. You can keep it on Pesach. You can have it on Pesach. We can have the discussion about Mutar Banah, Mutar Bachila, Achshave, etc. But what about if I made it that way? I didn't make good, delicious bread that's spoiled. I made you a medicine. I made you a shampoo, a soap, a cologne. I made it Lo Roi L'Achilas Adam and Lo Roi L'Achilas Kelev. It didn't go bad. It's as good as it ever was. Says the Chavos Das. Then, it shouldn't be edible for a dog, ever. So it would still be a problem. The whole heter of something that was nifsal achilas kelev is when it was good and became bad. Not when I made it bad for a dog in the first place. Okay? That's what the Chavos Das says. 99% of poskim don't paskin like this Chavos Das. What's the problem? Those who publish those books and those lists do. Okay? There are a lot of things in the world, okay? Lahavdil. Not just in Judaism, in the whole world. The majority of people aren't the ones being talked about in the news. It's the fringe, it's the 1%, the crazier people, the ones on the edge. Havdil, because these aren't crazy people, these are Talmidei Chachamim, respected poskim, okay, and I'm nothing compared to the fingernail of Rav Blumenkrantz, but the majority of poskim don't hold to this Chavos Das. And those who publish the books and spread it to the world are relying on the Chavos Das and paskining achshavei. So in other words, you have to hold like the Taz and the Rosh in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning you have to hold like the Rush, not like the Ran, and say it's because of Akshavei, and we hold of Akshavei, and Akshavei applies to medicines. And we have to hold like the Chavos Das. Combine all that, then you have the issue. Then we need a list. Okay? These are the items that are Kashrut Pesach. These are the items that aren't. You can take them, you cannot take them, you can sell them, you can't even own them, etc. So, for example, when I went online, I saw the OU and the CRC had it on the list. We don't have a list for medicines. You can take them. Anything you swallow, you can take them all. It's online. You can go online right now. Not right now, but I'm saying, okay, in general, it's there. That's their shita. Because they're not paskeding like the Chavos Das. They're saying, we don't hold to that. It's not royal achilas. Although we're not, we don't hold of Akshavei for it, or doesn't apply here. Akshavei doesn't apply to medicines, or holding like the Igros Moshe. Akshavei doesn't apply to medicines against the Shagas Aryeh. And therefore, you can take any medicine. Okay, now let's take 2 minutes to talk about a few cosmetics, because that was also in the title of the shir. When it comes to cosmetics, we have to consider. The Gemara says, Sicha is kishtia. It appears a few times in the Gemara regarding Yom Kippur, regarding Trumos, and Bir Trumos. What is Sicha? Sicha is when you anoint and put something on your skin. Right? On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to wear cologne and perfume. That's one of the five inuyim is Sicha. So Sicha kishtia. So some say that's true, that's how we paskin. Rabbi Vajja is matir. He says, no, that's not what it's talking about. The Igros Moshe says it's not for things that are alcohol-based. So what does that mean, not for things that are alcohol-based? So liquid alcohol, like a perfume. So let's say my science level isn't so high. But some of you in this room may be planning on majoring in science and may know your chemistry pretty well. Apparently, even if you're not the greatest chemist, if you're somewhat decent, you're able to take cologne or perfume and do something to it pretty simple, 2 minutes in a laboratory. That makes it something you can get drunk on. Okay? Concept you've heard of? Prisoners in prison and mental patients and rehab programs around the world, and not the same. Saying people in different places, people in rehab programs, and they're so desperate. So what they do is, you know, if they're good in a rehab program, they won't let those products in because they could easily become the usher in their eyes, meaning the alcohol that you would drink and get drunk on. So denatured alcohol, as we call it, maybe it's a problem. There, again, Rabbi Vajja was matir, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was machmir on it. So dafka, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein on it, that's where those lists come in handy. For those denatured alcohol products. In other words, for the list of medicines, we don't need the list. Why in the OU and the CRC, you say, any medicine you swallow, fine. But for the list of colognes and the list of perfumes and, I don't know, maybe certain other alcoholic products like that, then we need that list to tell us which ones are the ones that are chametz-based and which ones are not. So that's where the rest is. But the rest of that list is for the Das Yachid in Poskim. That being said, when it comes to toothpaste, so many in Poskim, the Rav, Igros Moshe, Rav Pesach Frank, they all said that's not food. So you don't need Ashkachet for it all year long. But the Igros Moshe writes that for Pesach, get one with Ashkachet. And use a new, and Rav Eider in his book, when he reports this from Rav Moshe Feinstein, says, okay, and a new toothbrush. Okay, so a new toothbrush for Pesach. Rav Eider writes regarding lipstick. He says, lipstick's not edible. So either use a new stick, or cut off the tip, because you only possibly whatever amount of chametz was on your lips when you applied lipstick or chapstick, okay, because now we're only men in this room, so would only be on the contact area and not on anything else. So I'll take questions and we'll end this, though I'll give you a little parsha vort for those who want to stay another 2-3 minutes, okay? Let's take questions.
The English Moishas suck about the alcoholic-based colognes and stuff. Is a din in it being edible, not in anointing Islam drinking?
Yeah, correct. Because it's so easily
edible. But the point is, he doesn't hold anointing Islam drinking.
I don't think it's because he holds of... I'd have to go back and read the tshuva, so I don't want to swear by it, but my recollection is that it was because it's somehow kemat edible, meaning you could drink it and not die also, you know? Yes?
What would Pesachim like Reb Moshe decide if you had a case where you have two medicines on Pesach, where one is chametz-based and one is not, but the chametz-based one would work better for you than the non-chametz-based?
As in ones you swallow?
Yeah.
So Reb Moshe would say, choose the one that's better for you. He's not saying you have to be choshesh to that shita. He's saying use this one. Use the one that makes you healthy. If you tell me there's two that are the same and they work just as well, so why not be yotze, all the shitas, and let everybody be happy? I can hear that. Now again, I can't speak for Moshe Feinstein. But I'm saying my understanding of the sugya is that if there's two products, like before Pesach, I went to the pharmacy here and they have a list. And I didn't have any medication that I'm on, but when you have little kids at home, you always need Akamol, or it's like in the syrup with taste, because otherwise the kids aren't going to take it. That's how they have it here. So one of them had the Ashkacha, one of them didn't. So I got the one with the Ashkacha. So I stocked up on it, meaning I had Ashkacha for Pesach. I bought a bottle, so it was in the house, you know. I don't remember if he even got sick on Pesach or not. But in case he did, I wanted to have the one, and let me be... You know, you would say everything. Yes? So
it says in the Gemara that if you have chametz on like a pole on the top...
Too high and you can't get to it.
You can get it with a ladder though. It's still, theoretically, it's only not fine because it can fall off. But theoretically that's fine, even though you can get it with a ladder.
So that, in other words, fits with the Moshe Feinstein being choshesh to the denatured alcohol.
No, isn't it not? Because if you can... If it's in the Shulchan here. The Shulchan Aruch says that the chametz is in the boer. Well, if you have chametz in the boer, if you have to have it in the boer, if you have it the diet.
Okay.
Is it not just the same as alcohol? Like
so apparently it's not, because the difficulty, in other words, you have it, and the difficulty of getting there isn't so difficult. Meaning you could just drink it. People could just get drunk on...
You don't need to be left to leave it, because it's currently not in town. It's in
so apparently he felt that this was a little more accessible than that. So we're not mechayev to go get rid of it. Okay. Yes.
Is the reasoning behind the chavidah that the Gemara specifically talks about the derech hana, and if it's made to be medicine, then that is the derech hana?
Yeah. Okay. So I think we did this. Okay, let's switch to for the parsha.